We're talking about town slogans, the weird and the wonderful. And if you're living in the Shire of Gemalling in the Wheat Belt and you're lucky enough to get a special number plate, it would read Place of Possums. I'm picturing possums scuttering along the tree limbs, peering down from rafters, possums everywhere. But in truth, it's quite a different story. Barry Haywood is born and bred from Gemalling. He spent 70 years in the Shire and he's the local Shire president. G'day, Barry.
How you going, Christine?
Nice to talk to you. You've been doing your research for us. Where did Gemalling get its slogan from? A few people have guessed it on the text line.
Yeah, well, it's derived from the Aboriginal word Kumul.
Kumul?
Kumul, yeah, K-O-O-M-A-L.
Yep. And what does it mean?
Which means the place of the possum.
Aha, Noongar name.
That's where we are, right in the middle of it at the moment.
Yeah, right. So when was Gemalling given its name?
Well, it was derived in 1903. So we were designated a town then, so I would imagine it probably happened a little bit before that, Chris. I'm not sure.
Yeah. How many possums do you reckon were around then?
They used to be in abundant numbers. And then apparently one of our ladies at work in the Shire said they've still got quite a few that's south of Gemalling or southwest of Gemalling. So there is a few around, but, you know, like I said to the girls the other day, I've been here for 70 years and I've seen one live possum. We have got a stuffed one in our council chamber that proceeds over all our meetings.
So. Yeah, yeah. I've heard about your centrepiece. Tell us about your bit of taxidermy.
Well, look, that got knocked down and killed on the road just out of Gemalling. And one of our staff picked it up and brought it in and it went to the doctors and it came back nice and healthy.
Right. I heard it was in good nick when you found it. That's what meant that it could stick around in the council chamber.
Yeah, so yep. He stuck around. He's been there, we were trying to work it out today, probably 15 years
at least. Does the possum have a name?
No, I haven't given him a name yet. Maybe we should.
Maybe. Maybe.
At the next council meeting, we'll make a point of finding a name.
That's good of you, Barry. Barry Haywood, Shire President of Gemalling, talking to us about the place of possums. They're often considered a bit of a pest, making a racket in the roof. But are they respected in town, Barry?
Well, they must be. I think it's just something that's stuck on our number plate. And it stuck. I don't think anyone really, well, before you guys seen it, really read it. So it's the first conversation I've ever had, and I've been here over 70 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we thought it was really interesting. I wanted to learn more about it. That's why we're talking about it this afternoon. I'm really glad you came on. Would you ever consider changing the slogan because there aren't as many possums around, or does it have a real sentimental meaning?
Well, it's the Aboriginal town, name for our town, so yep. I can't see changing it.
It is what it is, and it's got a beautiful meaning. So the Noongar name for the place of the possum, Kumul. Really nice to talk to you this afternoon, Barry. We've all learnt a lot.
No worries, Christine. Anytime.
We'll see if we can come up with a name for your possum in the council chambers.
I will. When I get it, I'll give you a ring and I'll let you know.
Yeah, that'd be great. Awesome. Thanks, Barry.
Okay then, Christine. You have a great day.
You too. Barry Haywood. What a great guy. Shire of Gemalling, Shire President. We're talking about town slogans, those which might appear on your licence plates.